You draw the line in prayer where it becomes vain, repetitious prayer and being persistent?
Good question.
That is a good question. I'll give you a couple of Bible examples. Jesus said, do not pray in vain repetition as the heathen do. Now, what the heathen would often do is they would utter the same prayer in one sitting several times. You know, you go to, I'm going to India in a couple of weeks, and they have these prayer wheels that they turn around. They think they're praying as they turn the wheel, or they swing beads, or different things, and that's not prayer. Prayer is the intelligent cry of your heart to the heart of God, and prayer elevates you. There's even some professed Christian denominations that tell people when you've sinned, you say this prayer over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an insult to God, because God, he knows what you need before you ask. So to just keep saying the same prayer over and over again is not biblical. But then you've got people like Elijah, who knelt down and seven times asked God to send the rain. I don't think he prayed the exact same prayer seven times, but seven times he pled with the Lord to fulfill his word and send the rain. People who have children that are wandering and lost, they pray for their children every day that God would save them. And that's not praying in vain repetition.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So God would, I know, you know, George Mueller, who is a great man of prayer from England, he prayed 50 years for a friend to be converted. And 50 years later, he was converted. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that kind of persistence in prayer. You can bet that Jesus prayed for the apostles every day. Matter of fact, he said, Peter, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And I
and
he, prayed for him more than once.
He could pray that prayer like every day, the same prayer, though.
Yeah, maybe not word for word, but
right, exactly.
Let me give you an example. There's only so many ways of saying thank you. And every day I thank God for my food. I thank him for another day of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I may sound the same, but I'm genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not repetitive if you mean it from your heart. I say the Lord's Prayer. I don't say it several times in a row, but when I say it, I try and think about the prayer and what it means. And so it's real to me. That's the idea of prayer. And when a person starts repeating a cadence, just chanting.
Okay, now I'm saying, how about for somebody's healing?
There's nothing wrong with praying again and again for someone's healing. Now, Paul prayed three times that he would be healed, and he was not. And God said, okay, that's enough praying about that, because my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he never was healed of that particular malady. But there's nothing wrong with continuing to pray for someone's healing until they're healed.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.